This morning, as we continue to observe Lent, which is the doorway to the ministry of Jesus Christ, the story we're going to hear today is about Peter. And that story should give us the introduction and the confirmation that God is not powerless. God truly cares for us. So instead of, and all this fear, anxiety, we should know, we should rejoice. Some of the story I'm about to share this morning may not make sense to some, like, how could this happen? But when you listen to how the illustration will go, then you could see why some things that the good Lord does is not that way. Until we have the comprehensive information, even when we think it's comprehensive enough by our standard, it's not comprehensive enough by God's standard. So this story is about Peter and Peter's daughter. I'm sure some people say, I don't think Peter has any child. They keep forgetting, Peter was married. Peter was a traditional Hebrew man. Even throughout his ministry, if not for the grace of Jesus Christ, and you know, he was steeped in that tradition. Maybe down the line we'll talk about stories of Mary and others. Whom Peter said, well, why would Lord Jesus tell you this and not tell us, the male disciples? So this comes from what we call the act of Peter. Not the gospel, the act of Peter. And the only way you're going to find it, where they talk about the daughter and what way, is in the other chapters of the Bible that were kept away from the Bible we now use. Now, on the first day of the week, which is the Lord's Day, like today, you know, Sabbath day, a crowd gathered and brought to Peter many who were sick in order that he might heal them. And a person from the crowd made bold to say to Peter, Peter, behold, in our presence you have caused many blind to see, and you have caused the deaf to hear, and you have caused the lame to walk, and you have helped the weak and have given them strength. But your virgin daughter, who has grown up to be beautiful, and who has believed in the name of God, why have you not helped her? For behold, one side of her is completely paralyzed, and she lies crippled there in the corner. Those whom you have healed are seen, but your daughter you have neglected. I'm going to continue that story, but I want to go on the sideway here. Some of you might think God doesn't answer your prayers. Well, why is this happening to this one and not me? Oh, Baba Mose, why won't you pray hard enough for things to happen for me? I heard you prayed for so and so, and God helped them. Guess what? You are not the first to say that. I have said that to God myself. Because in the early days of this work, this ministry, I've seen where God used Baba Moses to help others in a great way. And Baba Moses is still struggling. Why me? What am I, a doormat? Why won't you answer me? In the midst of my own challenges, you are doing this for others. So you are not alone. But here I am today. I can say, God is not powerless. Your prayers do not go unanswered. If you are not getting the prayer, it's not because it's your fault. That's just how God rolls. There are good reasons for that. So let us continue the story here. Because the same thing happened to Lord Jesus Christ. You are taken care of, but what about your family? Remember when Jesus said, those who are here are my families. Your mothers and brothers are waiting for you. He said, these are my families. Not because he doesn't love them, but sometimes that's how God wants it. He spread it to all. Then Peter smiled and said to him who asked him that question, my son, it is apparent to God alone why her body is not healthy. Know then that God was not weak or unable to give his gift to my daughter. But so that your soul may be persuaded and those who are here may have more faith. Then he looked at his daughter and said to her, arise from your place. Let nobody help you except Jesus alone. And walk restored in the presence of all these people. Come to me. And she arose and went over to him. The crowd rejoiced on account of what happened. Peter said to them, behold, your hearts have been persuaded that God is not powerless. Regarding anything we ask of him, then they rejoiced even more and praised God. Remember, that's the key today. God is not powerless. Sometimes when you think it's over for you, it's just beginning. It's going to happen at God's time. Trying to hustle God and hurry God, you're just hustling yourself. If God says, I didn't program you with that, yeah, you can use your power of co-creation, but then you will also find out nobody goes against God's will. And what God has for us is perfect, even when we don't know that. Now let us continue our story here. See, they all rejoice, praising God, because now they know, yes, God has healed Peter so that let us dance. Yeah, God is not powerless. Then Peter said to his daughter, go to your place, sit down and become an invalid again. I knew it's going to throw people off. She was sitting there crippled, like, you know, why her father was, God is using her father to do these great things. But the people think, well, why can't you, if you are, you know, physician, heal yourself. That's what they are saying. God is using you, why can't God help your family? And then he shows that God can help. Now he said, go back and remain crippled. People say, what kind of nonsense is that, isn't it? No holy man should do that. But until you know the true story, the whole story, not alternate facts, then you will know God is not powerless. There's a reason behind everything that God does for us. So Peter said to his daughter, go to your place, sit down, and become an invalid again. For this is beneficial for you and me. The girl went back, sat down in her place, and became again as she was before. Crippled. The whole crowd wept and begged Peter to make her healthy. Peter said to them, "As the Lord lives, this is beneficial for her and me." You guys don't know the real story. "For on the day she was born to me, I saw a vision, and the Lord said to me, 'Peter, there has been born to you today a great trial. For this daughter will wound many souls if her body remains healthy.'" Do we hear what I just read? This daughter, this soul that has come to you, will wound many souls if her body remains healthy. Now, Peter, like the rest of us, because sometimes Baba Moses goes through this, "But I thought the vision was mocking me." When you have, you know, dreams or vision, you don't understand, like, what does that really mean? "I thought the vision was mocking me. When the girl became 10 years old, many were tempted by her." Remember in the Hebrew Jewish thing, at 10, I guess, that is beginning the age of maturity or something. At 13, you know, isn't that what when they do their bat mitzvah and all of that? Okay. "So when the girl became 10 years old, many were tempted by her. And a man rich in property, wealthy man, after he had seen the girl bathing with her mother, sent for her so that he might take her for his wife. Her mother was not persuaded. He sent for her many times. He could not cease to lust after her. It appears then that Ptolemy, in his passionate desire, abducted the girl and was about to have intercourse with her by force when she was suddenly paralyzed by a divine act that had been sought by Peter in prayer." So you can imagine, if Hitler's father or mother had a true connection to God, maybe they could have done something before Hitler did all he did, isn't it? Or any of these other tyrants who are murderers and all of them. It may not be because that soul, that daughter is evil. Sometimes things are done so that we can see the true nature of God, that God is not powerless. And it may also be to lift that daughter from where she is on her spiritual journey to a higher one. Remember Judas Iscariot? Didn't we hear that he finally was freed after all these years? Let us continue our story here. "So the men servants of Ptolemy then returned the girl after, you know, she has been paralyzed. Otherwise, that man would have done something to her. And put her down before the house and departed. And when I," this is Peter talking now, "when I and her mother realized it, we went down and found the girl with one whole side of her body, from her toes to her head, paralyzed and withered. We picked her up, praising the Lord who has saved his servant from defilement and pollution and destruction. This is the cause and the fact that the girl remains this to this day." Two souls were saved, and I'm going to break that down. The soul of Ptolemy and the soul of the girl, of Peter's daughter. Now then, it is fitting for you to know the subsequent deeds of Ptolemy. He was smitten in his heart and grieved night and day on account of what happened to him. And because of the many tears he shed, he became blind. He wanted the girl so bad. And when he couldn't have, it's like he's lost his soul. He would rather die than be alive. His wealth meant nothing to him. His influence and all that meant nothing to him. May God never tempt us to that point. So Ptolemy grieved, and because of that many tears he shed, he became blind. He intended to go and hang himself. And behold, in the night hour of that day, when he was planning to hang himself, and when he was alone in his bedroom, he saw a great light shining in the whole house. Because I'm sure if somebody wants to commit suicide, I don't think they turn the lights on. I think they want as dark as possible so that nobody will know what they're about to do. Saw a great light shining in the whole house and heard a voice saying to him, Ptolemy. Now, this is me emphasizing now. Ptolemy. Ptolemy. The voice only said it once. God did not give his vessels for corruption and pollution. But it was necessary for you, since you believed in me, that you do not defile my virgin, whom you should have recognized as your sister. Since I have become one spirit for you both, but arise and go quickly to the house of Peter, the apostle, and you will see my glory. He will explain the matter to you. So imagine, Ptolemy was about to kill himself because he couldn't, his heart longed for that beauty. But he also was a follower of God. He believed in God. He believed in Christ Jesus, just like Peter's daughter. Remember Job? So that light that came, that was the light of God. The voice was that of Jesus, saying, since you believe in God, and no, we will not let this happen. And we didn't want you to defile that girl because she belongs to God. If God didn't give it to her, give her to you, you don't go and force it. So this is a lesson for all of us. What is yours, if you do not reject it, that God wants for you, it will come to you. All you have to do, be open for it, no matter what the challenge is. But if you try to push it through, which some of us are, we learn the habit, like, oh, if I knew it was going to turn out like that, I wouldn't have done it. And that's why Lord Jesus, may God bless him. What did he say in our Lord's Prayer? Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from all evil. Because that was a big temptation. And Peter was warned about this. You see, God does that for people he loves. He'll give you heads up. Like, this is a big trial, a great trial. You can imagine how Peter feels. Has a daughter and all the men desire. Poor daughter can't even go anywhere. And then this one was going to by force. Well, I ask you to give me your daughter, but you won't. Well, we're going to see it. I'm a powerful and wealthy man. Nobody wants to see their child defiled. So Peter had to pray, Lord, you see my heart, you see my daughter. Please do not let this happen. Because if you crippled her, then nobody will desire her, right? So after Jesus spoke to Ptolemy, said, go to Peter, the apostle, and you will see my glory. Ptolemy did not hesitate. Because now he found out killing himself That's not God's will. Probably put him in a different zone than he was. He commanded his men servants to lead him and to bring him to Peter. And when he had come to me, this is Peter still talking, he narrated everything that had happened to him. In the power of Jesus Christ our Lord, then he saw with the eyes of his flesh and the eyes of his soul, and many hoped in Christ. He did good things for them, and he gave them the gift of God. After God has saved Caleb, now he's able to be himself the way God wants him. So he was generous to people. He helped Peter and all of that, even in his will, which we will find out, and then I'll break it. After doing all these good things, instead of killing himself because of the temptation, Ptolemy died. He departed from life and went to his Lord and went to, you know, through Christ, you know, was welcome. And when he made his will, he wrote in a piece of land in the name of Peter's daughter. Since because of her, he believed in God and was saved. I myself took care of the administration entrusted to me carefully. This is Peter still talking. I sold the land that Ptolemy had given to the daughter. Now, you see, sometimes we don't know. You just think, you know, oh, this is supposed what they're supposed to do. But no, they are sent for to offer another mission. It wasn't Peter's daughter that caused the loss. Ptolemy already had the loss in him. But because he believed in God and all of that, so Peter's daughter was used to bring out that loss. Because when God wants to take care of things, God doesn't do it halfway, doesn't do it in the middle. He uproots everything that will keep you from receiving God's blessings and God's love. That's how God does it. And I can swear by God's that that's my experience. So when you're going to try and experience, know that God is not powerless. God cares about you. God knows what you are going through. And God is going to take care of you. All you have to do is have faith and trust. And then be patient. Because if you are not patient with God, well, you're going to just put yourself in all kinds of zones. So God used Peter's daughter to save Ptolemy from that loss. And once that is uprooted, nothing is holding him back. He can be what God wants him to be. And then when he passes on, they can welcome him into the group of those who have celebrated God in their heart, who knows God, who feels God, who love God. So Peter sold that land. And God alone knows neither I nor my daughter kept anything. Not one farthing from when he sold that land. Nor my daughter kept anything back from the price of the land. But I sent the entire sum of money to the poor. See, God also used Peter's daughter to help those who are in need, who have been praying, God, please help me. So now she's bequeathed the land, right? The land was sold and then was given to help the poor. Maybe there's a widow there who couldn't afford a meal. So, you know, then they delivered the meal. Well, what's that called? Meals on wheels? Yeah, meals on wheels with the donkey just arrived and delivered to the widow. Know then, O servant of Christ Jesus, that God watches over those who are his, and he prepares what is good for each one. So know then, you, if you wholeheartedly trust in God and believe in God, God will take care of you. There is no if or but about it. That's just the way God rolls. I mean, if you will not ignore your own child, your own best friend, or someone you really cares about, why will God ignore you? Does that make sense? If we care deeply about someone, we don't ignore them. We will go to bats for them, don't we? Isn't that the expression? We go to bats for them. Well, that's how God rolls. God will go to bats for you and make sure. Because God takes care of his own. And we should rejoice about that. Then let me repeat that. Know then, O servant of Christ Jesus, that God watches over those who are his own. And he prepares what is good for each one. What is good for each one. He doesn't duplicate. This is for you. This is for you. You know. But we think that God has forgotten us, don't we? So this is Peter's thing. Now then, brothers and sisters, let us be penitent and watchful and pray. And the goodness of God will look down upon us and we will wait for it. You see, patience, you got to wait for it. And all other teachings, Peter spoke in the presence of them all. Praising the name of the Lord Christ, he gave them all bread. When he had distributed, he arose and went into his house. I mean, some, when we don't know the whole story, we say, well, if he's a rich man, why won't the mother just give the daughter to that, you know? God is also using the mother to say, I'm not sold on whatever you bring in, you know. There's something about you that I don't like. Telling Ptolemy because, you know, it was the lust, not because Ptolemy was a bad person. It was that lust. And now we saw how God helped both Ptolemy and the daughter. Now, let us, what does this mean spiritually? What was the true meaning of all these beautiful stories we've heard? Ptolemy represented the soul. He represents your soul, my soul, your soul. Whose attraction to the things of the world, represented by the beauty of Peter's daughter. We all know, we see things like, oh, that cup of coffee I'm drinking you today, no matter what. Or other things that we're attracted to. And that's why God gives us heads up. Hey, child, I know you'll be attracted to that, but watch your step. We're not saying you can't drink it or eat it, but don't overdo it. Because one hooked on phonics, once you are hooked on it, you're going to be speaking a different language. Isn't that something they call hooked on phonics one time? Yeah. Then it becomes a habit. And trying to get rid of a habit is a hard one, isn't it? If we make sure that we don't get hooked. So Ptolemy is the soul that is attracted to all these desires. Those desires, those attractions are represented by Peter's daughter. And when we're attracted to that, it leads to ignorance. Because lust, that's element of ignorance. Ptolemy trying to take the God by force, that's ignorance. Because if you all of you remember, I read where it says, don't you know that is your sister? It's not that they are related by blood, but in spirit, you are one. So why would you want to defile yourself? Because that's what it is. And that's why one of the most powerful prayers, like, Lord, deliver us from ignorance so that we don't become ignoramus. And self-ignorance is the worst part. Because if you don't know, you don't know. That's why they say stupid. And the grief of Ptolemy and that blindness that could have happened to him, that's out of ignorance. Why are you grieving on something that wasn't meant for you? You know, why do you want to kill yourself? And ignorance can lead us to suicide. It can lead us to be blind. And then what happened? Because you know God, you love God, even in spite of the challenges, guess what? Remember the light that showed up? Yeah. Now that's God coming to you. Like your time of, let's use the Christian term, your time of salvation has arrived, isn't it? Your time of deliverance is here. The light now shines. And then you hear the voice in your own inner head, that inner voice telling you, child, you have nothing to worry about. Between the time you hear that in you, that intuition says, all will be all right. And the time it manifests, now that's where you need to be patient. Because sometimes it doesn't happen like that. And some of us say, well, but you told me, like, chill out, it's coming. The vision of the light and the voice of Christ removes blindness. The paralysis of the daughter represents the power of divine knowledge over the powers of this world. Remember, she wasn't paralyzed by natural birth. It's the prayer of Peter that God allowed to manifest. And then God also, because the people didn't understand why Peter could, then God also shows that, no, God is not powerless. Didn't Peter say, rise, child, come. Not by any other power, not by, but by the power of God in Jesus. Come, walk to me so that they can see. Sometimes we have compassion for people because we don't understand their nature. It's like meeting a saint. It's like when people meet St. Francis when, you know, he was partially blind and he was, you know, and they were poor saint. No, there's nothing poor about him. When they are going through challenges, when they are awakened, even though they might not like it like the rest of us, but they are actually praising God because they know this leads to another up on their scale. God is using them. Remember Jesus when he said, can we change them? But then he realized, for this I was born. You think after that he complained? No. He joyfully did and get crucified. Otherwise, I won't be talking about him today. So that power of God releases, you know, to show that, yes, God is powerful. I can make her whole. But there's a good reason that I'm not doing that. So stop crying over her. So while she's paralyzed, I bet you her soul is rejoicing. Because she would prefer that than to be the cause of death of so many men, of so many people who can control themselves. So God is using her as a vehicle, as a channel of goodness. It's not because it's her fault. It's not that it's her fault that she's very beautiful, right? It's not like we created herself. Even plastic surgeons couldn't have made her that beautiful. She was beyond plastic surgery. But she was being used to help elevate those men. Jesus didn't have to die, not because he died for himself, but he did it for us, right? And so were the other saints and others. And you never know. And that's why we have to be very aware and careful. You never know when God is using you to elevate somebody else, to raise them up, to cleanse them, to deliver them from what we probably would have mauled them, eating them up. So you might be the scripture that somebody is reading by the way you act. Sometimes some of us have done something, we don't even realize it, and it makes a huge difference to the other person. because it's a validation of their prayer. We don't even know it. We just do it. We just think, oh, we're just doing, we're being who we are. The Spirit speaks through us. So when we see the power of God that has helped others, then we also give thanks, because like Peter's daughter also represents Sophia. Yeah, our church address is on Sophia Lane, but we're not talking Sophia Lane now. Sophia represents wisdom. And when we don't allow wisdom to reign, then other things happen to us. Because I don't want to go into Sophia. All of you, go and Google it and read it. I'm sure it's in Wikipedia and all of that. Read about Sophia. It's a very powerful illustration in the spiritual things. Because in some understanding, Sophia is the twin sister of Jesus Christ. She represents the female energy. And the female energy is always attributed to wisdom, not limited human wisdom. So we know God is not powerless. God takes care of his own. So we should rejoice. Whatever your issues are, whatever your challenges, remember that. If God did it for Ptolemy, and God did it for Peter's daughter, and God did it for Peter, God can do it for you. May the abiding love of God raise us up above ignorance. In Christ's name, amen.
Amen. Peace.